Good afternoon to you too.
It's gonna keep it straight in my mind if I keep the colors all in order. So you'll be
yeah,
green
oh yeah,
and
that's
then
right.
All.
Can you
see
it in the center?
Yeah.
Is there anyone that you think should be wanted?
That
one? That should be longer. We're gonna do 2 minutes, but
Sorry. Another one? Here's for you. Sorry. Give me the mic.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Sure.
Sweet Tanya.
She's been hanging out mostly after.
My little guy's giving me trouble here. Just a little loose.
Yeah, that's the mom was too.
This is a good idea.
I think
it's
a
It only barely
helps
with cosmetic or something. We're going to start in Philly with Raz. Okay, hang on 1 second. I'll make sure you can hear me. Raz.
Razzle dazzle.
You got him?
Guys.
Razzle dazzle.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good. How are you?
55th ACMs, Wednesday night, 8 on CBS. 3 venues, Grand Ole Opry, Ryman Bluebird, hosted by Keith Urban. And our coverage brought to you by Ford and the Ford F-150. So, here we are. It's the first time I've seen you three together live. I've talked to you on the phone and I've been looking at photos, but now you guys are here and it's amazing.
What do we look like?
You look great.
Great.
Yeah. No, it's, you can take me out of the photo if you want. I just look at you guys.
Never.
Great. So talk about the, so you've been together now, how long? Now 3 of you with Natalie. 6 months has it been?
Oh my gosh.
I think so.
Just about. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, end of September.
And you were supposed to go out with Luke Bryan and that didn't happen. So now you guys are, I feel like you're where you need to be. You have the right songs and here we are in 2020 and it's just so 2020 that it didn't happen.
That's just so 2020.
You know, it's funny. We have, we've been blessed a lot through this because normally, you know, it's a blessing and a curse to have a record that's successful because the second one, you don't have nearly, if any at all, time to record, to write for it. So with us not being on the road, we've been able to do co-writes and be in these incredible writers' rooms. We've written almost the entire record ourselves. So maybe we're going to avoid the sophomore album curse, they say.
We found a loophole because it's my first album with Natalie again.
Yes. That cancels the curse. So yeah, and but we were so bummed not to go out with Luke. We should be on tour with him right now. Like we're supposed to kick off at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, my first show with Runaway Jean was supposed to be Madison Square Garden. So
granddaddy of all venues.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, I don't think that's going to open up for a while.
Probably not. But it's so cool that we have that to look forward to next year.
Yes, we do.
You know.
So, you know, I was talking to Maren Morris a little earlier and we were talking about the 2020 being, in 2019, we were saying 2020 was going to be the year for women in country music. Do you feel like we got that and we've opened the door to even more opportunities for women in country music?
Well, Raz, I have to say you always take chances on females and we feel so supported. And I think that's just our goal is we want to knock down the doors for someone coming in behind us. We've had women in front of us do that and major support from radio. And that's kind of what we feel almost lucky to be in country music at this time because we're like, we're able to knock down some doors.
You know, for there to be two debut artists with Ingrid and Gabby get to number one. That's never been seen
very
before.
Exciting.
It's awesome.
You know,
killing it too.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree there has definitely been a shift and it's been positive. And hearing the female voice back on the radio, I mean, there was a time where it just really didn't exist other than Carrie and Miranda. And, you know, it's a lot of pressure even for them to keep that much music out there so that there could be a female voice on the radio. But I've heard a change. I'm so excited for Gabby and Ingrid and Carly again as another one. So I hope we were a part of that. I hope we were a part of opening that door a little wider, but definitely I think radio has taken the job on and they're doing it. And it feels really good to see that.
Drinks was what? Top 20? Did you
top
get her?
Five, baby.
Top 5. Yeah. Why did I see top 20 in there? Must have been old. Must be an old bio. Get rid of that bio.
Get rid of that sucker.
Craziness. But like the, you know, the new song is going, which is We Were Rich, is really a fantastic thing because we're longing for days like that, right? Where it's simple, where the kids are in the backyard and a frog means so much to them, or like a notebook means so much to them. Like I really kind of relate to
the simpler things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool because you know what? Even with a pandemic right now, those things are obtainable. And maybe more now than ever, people are slowing down again to see the importance of that frog and pulling the couch cushions off to find change. And like, you know, whereas before people weren't doing that. They were like, man, we have to go on this elaborate vacation and we have to spend all this money to make our kids happy or to make ourselves happy. I think the song reminds you that, like, you know, building a fort or building your first fire, things like that are the things that you remember when you're older, period. You know, so you can still have that.
We Were Rich is the song on the radio now. Blue Roses, the CD, Runaway June on Wheelhouse. Check them out. I hope 2021 is a little bit different than we've experienced in the last 7 or 8 months. And when we get to the new year, hopefully we see you on the calendar somewhere and get a chance to hang out and talk about music and have some fun. That would be great.
Thanks,
I'd
love that.
Good
so
to see
good
you, Raz.
See you. 55 ACMs, Wednesday night at 8 on CBS. Take care.
Bye.
All right, ladies, we're
going to
jump right to the middle.
Okay.
Hi. Hello. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.